Inyan, oh, this is that famous Rambam that we made reference to in Shir. Inyanei arba'a prakim elu, shebechamesh mitzvos elu, heim shechachamim rishom karnoson pardes. The inyanim of the four prakim that we just discussed that are related to the five mitzvos that we discussed. And we've been discussing until now. In the very beginning, we discussed that you have to believe in God or know that there's a God. You have to not, there's a lo sase, you're not allowed to consider that there's anyone else. Lo yelecha, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and lo yelecha, the first two of the Aseret Dibros. There's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem to Shema Yisrael, to accept upon yourself and to declare and to believe that there's one, the unity of God. And then we've been discussing the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So those five mitzvos, which is what we've been discussing in these prakim, heim shechachamim arishonim koronosan pardes. The analysis of all of that, that's referred to by Chazal as pardes, an orchard. Kimosh amru arba nichnasu lepardes. Right, we know that in Chazal, in Chagiga, the Gemara talks about four tanoim that went into pardes. Right, Rabbi Akiva was the only one who came out unscathed. Everyone else suffered different results of going in there. V'yafo pish gedol Yisrael hayu, v'chachamim gedolim hayu, lo kulam hayu bem koach leidol asik ha'advar mal burion. So the Rambam's giving us a little bit of a warning. I just scratched the surface of these topics. You should realize that really delving into these topics requires you to be a real, I don't even want to say a real Talmud Chacham, because obviously some of the people who went in, Ben Azai, it wasn't like he wasn't a real Talmud Chacham. But even of the great people that went in and were osek in these in Yanei Nister, so many of them didn't come out complete. Vani Omer Shein Roy Lihitayel Bepardes Elamish and Ismale Kreso Lechmu Basar. And I think in a Roy Lihitayel, it isn't proper to engage in these types of learning of secrets of the Torah unless you first filled your belly with bread and meat. Lechem u'basar, what does that mean? Zeu leida bir ha'isra mutter. You have to know halacha and the explanation of it, the sugyus. U'kiyotze ben mishar mitzvos. V'yafal pi, right, shar mitzvos, because all the other things, it's not just philosophy. The Rambam was a philosopher, he just likes to talk about philosophy. It's not a philosopher, that's the explanation of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yediyas Hashem. So those are all mitzvahs. But before you really analyze those mitzvahs, you have to first understand Isser V'heter. V'yafa pish devar me'elu davar katon karu oso chacham. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us about Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he was the Talmud of Hillel, and it says that he was an expert in many different fields. It says he knew davar gadol and davar katon. And what's davar katon? So he's about to quote the Gemara. Shari Amru Chachamim, Davar Gadol is Maisa Merkava. And Davar Katon is the Havayos of Abaye and Rava. The arguments of Abaye and Rava. Now, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was the very beginning of the Tanoim. Abaye and Rava are the middle of the Amoraim. He wasn't literally learning the Machloksim of Abaye and Rava. But Abaye and Rava are the classic Amoraim. So what it means is the analysis. The analysis of the mitzvos. So that's called Davar Katon by the Gemara. It's a small thing. Learning Gemara, Shas. V'yafal pichein ru'uyin hein lakdima. And the Rambam says that might be true when you compare it to Maisa Merkava, but they still need to come first. They're the prerequisites. Shehein miyashvin daitol shel adam tchila. They prepare your mind. V'od shehein tova gedola shishpia kadosh baruch hu. Also, they are. What's they are? What are we referring to here? What are we referring to?
Gemara.
Shas. Good. They are the great good that God gave mankind for Yishuv HaOlam Hazeh, to settle properly this world, to exist in this world. Following halacha, we've made this argument in the Pirkei Avos many times, following halacha is not only the right thing to do, it's not only the Ratzon Hashem, it will also pave the way for having the best life. Living a religious lifestyle is not only MS, it's also the best lifestyle. And it will also lead you to Olam Haba. And it's possible for everyone to know them. What's them? Gemara. Gadol, Katan, ish, isha, balev rachav, balev katzar.
What does it mean to write katzar on that?
So hold on. Big and small, man and woman. Lev rachav means intelligent. Lev katzar means less intelligent. Everyone has a chelek in learning shas as it leads them to the best life and it leads them to Olam Haba. So everybody asks, oh, you see from this Rambam, the Rambam is okay with women learning Torah Shebaal Peh. How do we square that with the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Rambam says that if you teach your daughter Torah Shebaal Peh, it's like teaching her Tiflus? So you have to work out this stira. I heard in the name of Soloveitchik that the Rav suggested that Hilchos Talmud Torah is where the Rambam is discussing the transmission of the Mesorah. And when you're dealing with transmission of the Mesorah, teaching your daughter, thinking that your daughter is part of the transmission of the Mesorah from door to door, that's Tiflus. That's Tiflus means promiscuity, but that's a tremendous mistake. The Gedolei Ador, those who are entrusted with the job of transmitting Torah from door to door, is supposed to be men. Because in Judaism, we believe that people have different roles. It's not a question of better and worse, it's a question of different roles. People have different roles to play. In fact, one can even make an argument. The fact that men have more mitzvos means that they need more tikkun. Mitzvos are mataki in a person. So without getting into gender issues right now, here though, the Rambam's talking about Avodas Hashem. So it could be that when it's coming to Avodas Hashem, for a person to come close to Hashem, you could say that for there's a role for women to be learning. It's when we're talking about the transmission of the Mesorah where the Rambam speaks negatively about women being involved in that process. Although a person could make a different argument, and the argument that could be made is that for everyone agrees that there's room for women learning Torah Shebaal Peh regarding the mitzvos that are shayach to them. Maybe that's all the Rambam meant over here. Maybe he's referring to the mitzvos that they're shayach to. That for sure, a woman has to know Hilchos Shabbos. If you think about what a woman needs to know, and you think about what we know, so there's a lot. A woman needs to know Hilchos Shabbos. She needs to know Hilchos Kashrus. Right? How many of you have learned Yoredei yet with Basar V'Cholav and Taroves? And a woman needs to know all these things. She has to know all of Hilchos Nida. So even just the halachos that she needs to know, it's a tremendous amount of learning that needs to be done. Okay, Perek Chamishi. Perek Chamishi is the famous Perek on Kiddush Hashem. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem Hagadol Hazeh. Why are we talking about this now? Because he's been describing who God is. So now, he says, all of Klal Yisrael is Mitzuveh to be Mekadesh Hashem Hagadol Hazeh. The Hazeh, he's referring to that God that we've been speaking about until now. People ask Akasha on davening. We say, Yiskadav Yiskadash Shmei Rabo, Bialmod Barachazim Lichmach Hosei, Vechayichon Vemichon Vechaye Dechol Beis Yisrael. Why Beis Yisrael? Why not call Yisrael? Why Beis Yisrael? So I think I saw on Rav Chaim Kanievsky's sitter, they put out recently a sitter with his parish on it. So he said that it's the same call Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem. Why does the Rambam here say call Beis Yisrael? Because we're going to see that this Kiddush Hashem is something that shayach to men, women, children, everybody, everyone in Klal Yisrael, even Ketanim. We unfortunately have many stories in history of Ketanim being killed al Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is a mitzvah that even a katan is really shayach to. So that's why the Lashon of Kol Beis Yisrael. And same thing with Kaddish. Kaddish, we're being Mekadesh Shem Hashem. Yeshmei Rabba Mivorach Liolam. So we say, Kol Beis Yisrael, because it's something that's shayach to everyone. Anyway, Kol Beis Yisrael, Mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem, Agadol Hazeh, Shenemar, V'niktashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. U'muzharin Shelo L'chalo. So we have a mitzvah to do a Kiddush Hashem. We have an Isser to not do a Chilul Hashem. Quick Musser point. Whenever you go on little trips when you were a kid, so they always told you, okay, everyone behave, no one make a Chilul Hashem. So it's a very unfortunate perspective. We shouldn't be telling people not to make a Chilul Hashem. We should be encouraging people to make a Kiddush Hashem. You know, there's making a Kiddush Hashem, there's not doing anything, and there's making a Chilul Hashem. Unfortunately, as kids, we're always told, please, just don't make a Chilul Hashem. We should be saying the opposite. We should be saying, don't make a Chilul Hashem, and go out and make a Kiddush Hashem. And you see here, the Rambam says, first of all, there's a mitzvah to make a Kiddush Hashem. And then we offer an Isser of Chilul Hashem. Shnemar velo sechalu Hashem kodshi. Ketzad. If a goy stands by a Jew and he forces him and he says, I want you to be over on a mitzvah of the Torah or I'll kill you, what's the din? Yavor velo yehareg. You do the Avera, you don't die. Shenemar b'mitzvos, it says regarding the mitzvos, asher yasa osama adam v'chai bohem. we have a mitzvah of a chai bohem, to live by the mitzvos. V'lo sheyamos bohem, we're not supposed to die. V'im meis v'lo avar, the big shita of the Rambam, famous shita of the Rambam. And if you do give your life, and you don't do the aveira, harezim mischayev benafsho. There's a Tosfos in Shas, when Tosfos writes that it's true, v'chai bohem, but if you want to give your life, you can, and it's actually even a very chashuv a thing. For
any mitzvah.
If you decide you want to give your life for any mitzvah, you can. And that's a very chashuv a thing. You're mekayim a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. You're not mechuyav to, but you can. It's midas chasidus.
It's like human sacrifice, kind of.
Well, no one's saying you should go over to a guy and say, please kill me. But if a guy comes to you and says, eat a piece of pork or I'll kill you, Tosfos says it's a midas chasidus to give your life. I shouldn't just say before you, it's kiyum a mitzvah. It probably is a kiyum a mitzvah according to them. But they say it's a midas chasidus. But the Rambam says the opposite. He says, you're mischayev benafsho. You did an aveira. Pemedevar mamurim. When is this true? Bishar mitzvos chutzvei avodazor gilirayos v'shvichos damim. This is true that you're supposed to live and not die. That's except for the big three. Aval shalosh averos elu, these three, im yavor lo, im yomar lo, avor al achas men oteareg, what's the din? Yehareg v'al yavor. Then you have a chiyuv to give your life if it's gilui arayos, shvichos domim, right, in illicit sexual relationships, murder, or avodah zarah. B'medvar mamurim, a lot of b'medvar mamurims here. B'medvar mamurim, when is this true that you're supposed to give your life for the big three? Bizman sha goy miskavin lahanos atzmo. Kigon shonso livnos lo beso bishabis o levasha lo tafshilo. O onas isha labailo, o kiyotse boze. Aval im niskavin la viro al mitzvos bilvad. So excuse me, I didn't write that b'medvar. I didn't say that b'medvar amurim properly. When is it true? This is another b'medvar amurim on the chai bohem. When is it true that you're supposed to live, except for the big three? When is it true that you're supposed to live? That's if the guy is being miskaven lahanos atzmo. He's doing it for his own pleasure. So, he forces you to build a house on Shabbos because you're building beso, you're building his house. Or he's hungry and he makes you cook something. He says, cook for me or I'll kill you. So you're supposed to cook for him. Oh, onas isha labayla, or he tries to take a woman from her husband. Ukiyotze boze, aval im niskavin laviro ala mitzvos bilvad. But if his whole intention is just to make you be over on the avera, that's his whole reason. He wants you to break Shabbos not because he wants you to break Shabbos and build him a home. He wants you to break Shabbos because he hates God and he hates Jews and he wants you to break Shabbos. So then we have another chiluk. Im hayabein olavein atzmo, if it's just you and him, you and this guy, vein shamasarim Yisrael, and there aren't 10 Jews there. So then, the din is still yavor, v'al yehareg, the din remains. You do the aveira and you don't die. But v'im anso laviro basarim Yisrael, but if he does it in front of 10 Jews, 10 Jews, I mean, not 10 men, women, men, 10 Jews, Yehareg v'al yavur. Yeah, v'afilu lo niskavin laviru ela mitzvos mishar mitzvos. This is even if we're not talking about the big three. This is even if we're talking about the other averas. If we're talking about the other averas, so if it's in public, you have to give your life. V'chol advar ma'elu shelo b'shas hashmad. And everything I've been talking about until now is if we're shelo b'shas hashmad. If it isn't a time of persecution. Aval b'shas hashmad, but if there's actual persecution going on right now, persecution in the sense that they're trying to get us to, they're not. This is not Nazis that are trying just to kill us. Persecution shmad means they're trying to get us to ditch Judaism. Right? The Nazis didn't care about Judaism; they cared about Jews. But if you're living in a time period where they want to stop people from keeping Judaism. V'hu kishiyamod melech rasha, like Nebuchadnezzar, v'chaveirov, v'yigzor shmad al Yisrael, levatel datam. They're trying to levatel dosam, their religion, or mitzvah in a mitzvah. So they want us to stop doing a certain mitzvah. Yehareg v'al yavor, afilo achas mishar mitzvos. There too you have a chiyuv to die rather than live by any mitzvah. Beinenas b'soch hasar, beinenas beino levein agoyim. This is even if it's not in public, if it's in private. Even if it's in private, even if it's a small mitzvah, what we would call a small mitzvah. Still, you have to give your life, it's if it's a shas hashmar. Okay. Dalit. Kol mi shenemar bo yavor v'yal yehareg. Whatever we say that you should be over on the Aveira, and your ne'arag v'lo avar, and you give up your life. Instead, harez them ischayev b'nafsho. Sounds very similar to what we read in Halach Aleph, right? V'chol mi shenemar bo yehareg v'yal yavor. But if they say to you to die and not do everything that we said regarding it, yavor v'yal yehareg, you're not allowed to give up your life. And everything that we said about it, yehareg v'yal yavor, that the din is that you have to give up your life, and your ne'arag, like you're supposed to, harez kiddush Hashem. You were just making the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. V'yamaya b'yasar mi'Yisrael, and if there were 10 Jews there, harez kiddush Hashem b'rabim. That's even a higher madrega. That's kiddush Hashem b'rabim. Like Daniel, Hanania, Mishael, v'Azariah, what happened with them? They were thrown into the furnace with Nebuchadnezzar. Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirav. Rabbi Akiva, we know that he gave his life. Gemara tells us how he gave his life, and right, he was flayed with the iron combs. Ve'eluhem aruge malchus she'en ma'ala al ma'alos, and these are like the aruge malchus. We have the famous asara aruge malchus, that there's no greater level than them. V'aleihem ne'amar, and it says regarding them, ki olecha, we're talking to Hashem, ki olecha horagnu kol hayom, we're dying for you every day. Nechshavnu kitzon tivcha, we were considered like sheep going to the slaughter. V'aleihem ne'amar, isfuli chasidoi karsei brisi olei zovach. And also, Chazal interpret this, it's referring to all the tzaddikim and all the doros that give their lives because of their relationship, their bris. Karse brisi ale zovach, that they, because of the bris, so they're put up as a carbon. Now we're going to say the opposite. Anyone where the din is that you're supposed to die and not give up your life, and what do you do? The ovar v'lo ne'arag, and instead you do the aveira. Let's say it's one of the big three. You're supposed to give your life, and instead you do the Avera. Harez de Mechal as Hashem. That is a very big Chil Hashem. V'yimaya b'yasar m'Yisrael, harez de Chil as Hashem b'rabim. It's even worse. U'bitel mitzvah saseh. You're also being mevatel mitzvah saseh of Kiddush Hashem. V'yavar al mitzvah lo saseh, she'ichol Hashem. This is a very important line in the Rambam. V'yaf al pichein, mipnei she'avar be'ones, ein malchon oso. We don't give him malchus. Meaning you didn't really do the Avera. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, do Avodah Zarah, I'll kill you. And you do Avodah Zarah, you didn't do an Aveira of Avodah Zarah. Because it was an onus. You did an Aveira of Chil Hashem. And you were Mevatel the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But you didn't. But you didn't do Avodah Zarah.
What's the punishment?
Because it was an onus. It's not my fault. He forced me to do it. It was an Aveira of onus. Ve'in Malkin oso. Ve'in Tzarech Lomar she'en Mamisin oso based it. So you're not getting Malkus, he means here for the Aveira. And you're not getting Misa Spastin. Afilu Horag Ba'ones. Even if you killed someone. Let's say someone put a gun to your head and said, kill this man or I'll kill you. And you say, okay, give me the gun. And you kill the guy. Shein Malkin Mamisin Ella Over Bertsono Be'edim Asra. The only time you ever give the death penalty is when someone's over Beratzon with Edim and Asra. Shenamar Benose Mizaro Lamolech. Venosati Anias Panay Be'ishahu. Right. Even if there were Edom and Asra, it's still not going to be because you didn't do a piratzo. Umipi Ashmu Lamdu Hahu. What do we learn from Ba'ishahu? Lo Anus Velo Shogeg Velo Mute. And not someone who makes a mistake and maybe thinks it's not an Isser. Lo Mute. Okay. Umayim Avodah Zarah. And if this is true by Avodah Zarah, Shehi Chamura Minakol. So if this is true by Avodah Zarah, which is the most machmir, and a person who's Oved Ba'ones is not Chayef Kares, And Ein Tzarich Lomar Mises based in. So then Kal V'Chomer L'Shar Mitzvos Amuros B'Torah. U'Barayos U'Omar. We actually have the Mokker here for Ones. U'Lenara Lo Sase Davar. It says by a woman who's raped in a situation where she obviously did not want to be and she couldn't do anything. She doesn't get a punishment. U'Lenara Lo Sase Davar. Okay. Halacha Hey.
That's weird.
Noshim She'amru Lehem Goyim. If you have women and the goyim say to them, "Tinu lanu achas mikem v'nitame osa," give us one of you. Pick amongst yourselves. Give us one of you, and we're gonna have relations with her. V'im lav nitame es kulchem. And if not, we're gonna rape all of you. So yitamu kulam. V'al yimsru lam nefesh achas miyisrael. They're not allowed to give over one of them. They have to say to them, "Listen, you want to rape all of us? Rape all of us, but we can't give over one." So too, if the goyim come knocking on your door and they say, throw one person outside and we'll kill him, you're not allowed to give over a Jew. But what if they knock on the door and they say, let's say they come and they say, give us George. They don't say, give us one of you. They say, give us George. If George was chayiv misa, like we find by Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri was marad against David HaMelech, and this exact thing happened. And they called out and they said, give us Sheva ben Bichri. So then, yitnu oso lahem. So then, you give it to them. You give them George, if he was chayiv misa. But ain morin lahem kain lechadchila. But you can't tell them lechadchila to give him over. V'im eino chayiv. But if he's not chayiv, so that's the same thing. Yehargu kulam v'al yimshru lahem nefesh achas miyisrael. Kenyan she'amru ba'onsim. Just like we said by situations of anosin, situations where you're being forced. Kach amru b'chaloim. The same thing is true when you're dealing with sick people. Kate said, let's say if someone who's deathly ill, and their doctors say, we can heal him, he just has to do the following isser. You know, he has to eat pork. If he eats pork, he'll be okay. So osinlam, so you do it. To save his life, you do it. And you're allowed to be misrapa with any isser if it's a sakana. Except for the same big three. For the Zaragili arrives and Shvichos Damin. Shafil b'makom sakana in Misrapin b'hem. Okay, I don't know exactly what the case would be. If they would say, he just needs to kill someone. If he kills someone, then he'll survive. Now let him do it. V'im aver v'nisrape. And if he does, on shenoso based in onesh haroilo. In that situation, he gets the onesh. Why don't we say there that he's being forced? Because here, there's a difference. Here, he's actually making the volition, he's making the decision to do it. Oh, but he's being forced in the situation. But it's a very different type of forcing than when someone has a gun to your head. Okay. How do I know this? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'yahavta is Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. And what do we learn from there? Afilu who no tell us nafshecha. That's why it says nafshecha in the pasuk. V'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. That even if they're going to take your life, v'arigas nefesh miyisrael l'rapos nefesh acheres ol hatzil adam miyad onas davar shadas notelohu she'ema abdin nefesh ne nefesh. Says the truth is it makes sense. This is that svara of the Gemara. Mi yemar d'domach d'doch sumach tvei. Why do you think your blood is redder than his blood? It makes sense, the Rambam says, that we're not going to kill one person to save another person. V'arayos hukshul nefashos. We learn hekesh from arayos to misa. Shenemar ki kasher yakum isha re'ehu v'ratzacho nefesh kein adavar hazeh. Kein adavar hazeh is referring to arayos. So we learn the din of misa to arayos. We actually learn it both ways, arayos to misa. There's things that we learn going in both directions. The thing that we learn to Misa, to Arayos, is that just like by Misa, you're not allowed to do it in order to save your life, so too by Arayos. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, next week we will finish this parrot.